Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hi, welcome to the special bonus podcast of the Friends with Money podcast. My name is Vanessa Walker. I'm the managing editor of Money. In the February issue, on sale Jan the 30th, we are publishing an investigation to the funeral industry. And I'm here to talk to the author of that feature, money journalist Ryan Johnson. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks, Vanessa. It's great to be here for the first time. So, audience, please go easy on me.
Go easy on this guy. Death. It happens to us all. In fact, 450 people die on average a day across this country. And inevitably, after death comes a funeral. So, Ryan, can you shed light on some of the characteristics of the funeral industry?
Well, it might seem like there's many options available to you. It's really just an illusion of choice. Like, you've got really popular brands like White Lady Funerals, the local funeral parlor down the street, or even ones with family names like Lester and Sons. But in reality, most of them are owned by big corporations.
How many of them?
So there's three big corporations that own roughly about 40% of the industry.
Wow. How does that scenario disadvantage consumers?
These are for-profit companies. And when you combine for-profit companies with the shareholders, with customers that are highly emotional going into an environment that they don't understand, it creates a recipe for exploitation.
Right. How does exploitation play out? I presume they're mourning. They probably do have financial considerations. What kind of things are they sold?
So many things. So there's obviously the big ticket items like your funeral, your coffins, your headstones. But there's so many services when you think about it that come together for a funeral: the flowers, the food, the priest. Everyone comes together. All these services. And there's a lot to consider. It can be overwhelming. And these businesses know that. And that's what they're trying to exploit.
All right. So in this story, you've spoke to some insiders. What do they say are the most questionable practices plaguing the industry?
Well, I spoke to Sam Klaus from Tender Funerals, one of the only not-for-profit funeral parlors in Australia. And he's worked in, although briefly, at the for-profit industry. And he says that there's a general culture of cutting corners and not the care for the loved ones that you might get in some of the more independent parlours.
And I presume monetization of every aspect of a funeral.
Of course, yes, yeah, all the bells and whistles.
Yeah. All right, so that's a bit of a warning bell that we've gone into. But there are also some funeral industry disruptors. Tell us about them. What are they offering that's different?
So I spoke to Bear Funerals, and they're one of the newer services on the block. They're a digital-first solution. So what they really do, their offering removes the aspect of going into a funeral parlour. When your loved one has died, the usual thing to do is to go into a funeral parlour, and you just pick that choice because you don't want to deal with this again. So you go in there, and they push you all these products that you don't particularly understand, and this pushy sales tactics lead you to spending more than you want, basically. But their solution is that it allows you to do it from the comfort of your own home through a digital solution online. So it really removes that aspect.
So you're thinking a bit more clearly in the comfort of your own home, you can make more conscious decisions.
Absolutely. There's no pressure tactics involved. It's just you and your family making a decision on your own.
And in terms of pricing, do they offer preset packages to make it easy for people to navigate?
Absolutely. And they offer a full breakdown of the prices and what services are included. So it makes it easy to understand what you're actually getting.
With all disruptors, the pricing's more transparent.
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thanks so much, Ryan. As I said, this is a bonus podcast. We are featuring this story with much more information, including the new kinds of funerals that people can have, the new kinds of celebrations of people's lives. That's in the February issue, on sale January the 30th. Pick it up, you'll learn a lot. Thanks so much for joining us, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.